Eat.
Good morning. I'm Natalie with KQNK. Today is Tuesday, April 4th. Currently with fair skies, it is 34 degrees. The humidity is 87%. The wind speed is northeast at 14 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 29.43. The dew point is 30 degrees, and the current wind chill is 25 degrees. It's 8:04 and time for Kansas News.
Kansas Information Network News. I'm Jen Austin. Kansas will soon have its first ski resort located 3 hours west of Kansas City near Hayes. J.P. Bizette explains.
A group of farmers has combined 700 acres of land to create what will be known as High Plains Peak Ski Resort. Despite Kansas being flat, the team plans to construct a peak standing at 6,000 feet with heavy machinery like excavators and bulldozers, moving an estimated 1.5 billion cubic feet of dirt. Cloud seeding and snowmaking equipment will supplement natural snowfall to ensure excellent skiing conditions. Expect the project to break ground in the next year or two.
The suspect in a Garden City homicide is dead after a standoff with police. Armando Campos is suspected of killing Julia Landeros inside her home on Friday. On Sunday, a woman called Garden City police saying Campos had entered her home, and that led to a 12-hour standoff. Police eventually entered the home and found Campos had shot himself. The investigation is continuing. This is Kansas Information Network News.
Why? Just think about it. Why is the number one selling brand of chainsaws not sold at Lowe's or the Home Depot? We can give you over 10,000 reasons. That's how many authorized local steel dealers you can find across the country. Visit one and you'll find a range of dependable gas and battery-powered tools, from trimmers to blowers. And you'll find service from experienced professionals. Real Steel. Find yours at steelusa.com. Lowe's and Home Depot are trademarks of their respective companies.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Good morning, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News. Brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. Every member of the Kansas Legislature came together to unanimously pass a bill designed to give victims of child sexual abuse additional legal protections in a rare show of complete bipartisan support on Monday. The Kansas House voted to pass Senate Bill 317 with a vote of 120-0. And it had received similar support in the Senate with a vote of 40-0 earlier in the year. The bill now moves to Governor Kelly's desk for final approval. SB 317 will amend current state law in dealing with cases of child sexual abuse and includes new protections for survivors of this kind of abuse, including an extension of the amount of time that victims would be able to seek recovery of damages. The fiscal note for SB 317 says that the bill would change current state law to eliminate the time period within which notice of claims for recovery of damages against a governmental entity from childhood sexual abuse must be filed. It would also allow prosecution of crimes listed within the bill to be commenced at any time. SB 317 was first introduced to the Kansas legislature in the 2023 session on Thursday, March 16th. It was originally sponsored by the Committee on Federal and State Affairs and introduced by Republican Senator Mike Thompson. In a Kansas State House committee room on Monday, House and Senate lawmakers tried figuring out how much you'll have to pay in taxes next year. Representative Adam Smith, the House taxation chair, said he thinks they've got a lot of good tax policy in front of them, and as they deal with the in-house tax committee, it's ultimately probably going to boil down to what the overall fiscal impact of the aggregate tax cuts are. All session long, Republicans have been pushing to change the state's income tax from a tiered system to a single rate flat income tax. And the Senate passed a bill making it 4.25%, with the House passing at 5.25%. Talks on Monday started between the two chambers on a compromise bill. Lawmakers on both sides of the aisle are looking to cut taxes while not putting any long-term revenue in danger when the state has a record surplus. Some say this tax bill will need to end closer to the House version than the Senate version, or else Governor Kelly could veto it. because, as it's written, the Senate bill would cut too much revenue, while the House bill gives her a lot of what she wants in terms of sales tax elimination quicker. With an emphasis on student safety and to combat underage vaping, Hayes High School has installed vape detectors within its building. Hayes High School installed its new form of security a few weeks ago, and the vape detectors are designed to alert staff when vaping takes place near them. Hayes High School Principal Sean Henderson said even though vaping at the school isn't widespread, having the detectors helps to prevent the bigger problem. He said they just wanted to be proactive and preventative because it's about health and wellness, and it's about helping kids resist those choices that are destructive. Henderson said getting student support was important as he wants to help students make better life decisions, and that's the core reason why the high school now has vape detectors. He added that they're trying to give students a reason to not make the decision to do things such as vape and trying to give them one more reason to say no. The Kansas Department of Transportation and law enforcement agencies across the state are teaming up in support of the national You Drive, You Text, You Pay campaign to bring attention to and to enforce texting and distracted driving laws. In conjunction with heightened distracted driving law enforcement that began on April 3rd and runs through April 9th, the Kansas Department of Transportation will roll out a statewide marketing initiative around the You Drive, You Text, You Pay campaign as promoted by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. Crash numbers indicate many drivers in Kansas are guilty when it comes to distracted driving. The Kansas Department of Transportation stats from 2021 shows 534 crashes occurred by mobile phone distractions alone. There were 148 crashes caused by drivers paying attention to electronic devices like DVD players, stereos, and GPS units, and another 1,131 crashes from the result of distractions such as applying makeup, reading, eating, etc. The Kansas Department of Transportation's You Drive, You Text, You Pay safety messaging will primarily target drivers age 18 to 34. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration research shows this age group represents the most distracted drivers, often because of cell phone use. They report that more than 32,000 people died in distraction-affected crashes from 2011 to 2020, and in 2020, 3,142 deaths were linked to driver distraction, representing 8% of all motor vehicle crash fatalities. Acting Secretary of Transportation Calvin Reed said you need to set a good example by putting your phones away when you're behind the wheel, and if you're riding with someone who's texting and driving, don't hesitate to speak up. Remember the You Drive, You Text, You Pay campaign safety. And for more information, you can visit nhtsa.gov/campaign/distracted-driving. In Nebraska news, according to the Nebraska Department of Transportation, weather permitting, work was to resume on Monday, April 3rd on N-17 from reference post 685 to reference post 1785. The work includes bridge work, asphalt overlay, earth shoulder construction, and seating. The traffic will be maintained with the pilot car and flaggers, and a 12-foot width restriction would be in effect. The anticipated completion is May of 2023. Motorists are reminded to drive cautiously in and near work zones, to buckle up, and to put their phones down. Two inmates who went missing from an Omaha facility last month were caught red-handed on Monday in Arizona. The Nebraska Department of Correctional Services said Trey Raitt and Jose Velipando were arrested by police in Glendale, Arizona, and both men went missing on March 20th from the Community Corrections Center, Omaha, after they removed their electronic monitoring devices near the facility. Officials said Raitt was serving a sentence of up to 14 years for charges that included criminal mischief and assault in Lancaster County, and Velipando was convicted of burglary in Cumming County and was serving a sentence of up to 15 years. He had a parole hearing scheduled for last month. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
Now we'll hear from Fig Millen and Norton Blue Jay golf coach David Stover to talk about the golfers and their new year.
I'm here with head golf coach David Stover. Coach, it's a new year for you on the golf team, and looks like you have some pretty good numbers out this year, 24 as of today as this interview. So why don't we go ahead and talk about the numbers for you and break it down in the classes.
Okay, we do that 24 out. It's got to be one of the biggest groups numbers-wise we've had in a few years, so it's been very good on that point. We're starting with 7 seniors, 6 juniors, 8 sophomores, and 4 freshmen. Most of those are all returners to the program at some point, so we're already, I think, a little bit ahead of where we've been in the past as far as, you know, having to break it down and start from the beginning. So I think we're off to a good start, and like I said, our numbers are really good right now.
And last year you had 6 guys that were flopping in and out on there, and so you bring pretty much all those 6 guys back.
We do. We return 6 letter winners, Johnny Nielsen, Roman Hauser, Bodie Fonensteel, Dawson Smith, Trevin Enfield, and Eli Jones. And, yeah, for the most part, I would say that was pretty much our lineup. Kind of alternated a little bit at times last year, so we should have a fairly experienced group this year, which is something we really haven't had for the last couple of years. So I'm excited to see what we can do once we get on the course.
And like always, you have a state qualifier, and that's Eli Jones, and hopefully he'll be anchoring your team this year.
I think that's what we're looking for right now. Eli finished very strong last year, had a good performance at the state tournament. He's picked up basically where he left off last year. He's had really good practices to start the season, as have many others. So I know he's excited, and I know I'm excited to see how he does.
Coach, it was no secret that the MCL had some very tough teams. And can you tell us, in your opinion, who would be some of the teams to look out for this year?
Well, you're absolutely right. Every year we go to state, and the MCL was very well represented last year. This year is going to be no different. I think it's going to be a dogfight with the MCL teams, in my opinion. I think Hoxie should be really good. I think Hill City should be really good. Ellis, I think, is going to be pretty dang good. TMP is always really good. I do think Phillipsburg is always finds a way to be competitive. And I think we can be right in there. So, and I'm sure I'm probably leaving somebody out. But the league, the MCL this year should be very competitive from top to bottom.
The weather conditions, a little cold on some days, windy a lot of these days. How's some of your practices been going?
Well, really, it's been kind of ironic, Fig. The first week of practice this year was probably the best first week of practice we've ever had weather-wise. The fact that we could actually even get out every single day is something we rarely do. Well, whatever we had the first week, we kind of paid for the second week. But, you know, we've got to learn how to play and win. So we've definitely had the chance to practice in it lately, and so we'll just kind of see how things go. But for the most part, we've had pretty good practices so far this year. I'm pleased.
Smith Center is your first contest of the year, and that's always kind of been the first thing that you guys get to do this year at Smith Center. A pretty nice course, smaller tournament for you, but why don't we talk about the Smith Center golf course and their tournament?
It is always our season opener. I know the guys always look forward to going over there for no other reason. They're ready to play tournaments as opposed to practice. It is one of the smaller tournaments fields that we will see. Smith Center obviously hosting at Phillipsburg, Lakeside, Osborne, Rock Hills, and Beloit, as well as ourselves, will be the teams competing. So it's always a great place for us to get started, and so we're anxious to see how it goes.
You know, off air, we were talking about some of the smaller teams like Rock Hills and Lakeside. We on our conversation, we see that Lakeside is a defending state champion in Sand Greens.
Yeah, they're defending state champion. Lakeside and Rock Hills always has very good golfers. They always are very competitive when they come to this tournament. It's generally the only one we see them at our tournaments. But they always do very well. So it's really kind of interesting to see how they do compared Sand Greens to grass, and then to see how they progress throughout the year as well. So, yeah, Lakeside's a defending state champ, so obviously they're going to be somebody that should be very competitive tomorrow.
Coach, most formats for you this year is going to be a 6-man format. You do have 6 returning lettermen, but do you have your starting lineup?
We're still kind of back and forth. I mean, I know I've got a pretty good idea who our first 6 are going to be as of right now. We're going to take Eli, Roman, Bodie, Johnny, Trevin Enfield, and actually Dylan Jones, who was just on the verge of lettering, will get our first start this week. I'm sure with the competition, and this group is a very competitive group, I'm sure as the season goes, I foresee a lot of lineup rotation, at least early, so we can get guys on the course as much as we possibly can, because to me, there's no better way to evaluate one person against another by just simply putting them on the course and seeing how they do. So that's how we're going to start out Tuesday.
Then on Thursday, you get the junior varsity out there. The last couple of years, JV has kind of been knocked out weather-wise and stuff, but it's good to see the JV on Thursday travel to Trigo.
Yeah, I'm really excited for them. You're right, Vic. They just had a lot of unfortunate luck weather-wise the last couple of years. It's good to get a good start. As with most JV tournaments, it'll be a nine-hole tournament, but I think that's perfect for the start for them for the year. Trigo is a fairly wide open course, which is also another, I think, positive as far as a JV tournament to start with. And so excited to see how they're ready to get going, too. So it's a big week for us.
Like we mentioned, you had 24 on your team, and, of course, you have your hands full with the varsity squad there. And your assistant coach this year is Logan?
Yeah, Logan Katz is my assistant again. I know I'm a little biased, but I think he's the best assistant coach anywhere in this area, no question about it. He does a great job teaching and does everything that I ask as well. So we are very fortunate to have Logan, and he just does a great job for me.
Let's coach the Friday is a good Friday, and then, of course, on Monday you're not going to have school. So we're going to go ahead and add this meet in for you. The Goodland tournament will be on Tuesday. Let's talk about Goodland.
Well, we'll go out to Goodland on Tuesday, like you said. Always one of the best tournaments we play in every year. There's generally approximately 13 to 14 schools. You combine all of Goodland's league schools, and you throw in an Ellis, a TMP, a Hoxie, an Oberlin, as well as ourselves. It's just field-wise, it's just a great field. It's one of the few chances we get to play on an actual 18-hole golf course, which is a different experience for our guys. I like it because it simulates what you may see down the road in league, regionals, and state. So it's always a good tournament. I think the guys look forward to going out there and competing against some bigger schools and some very quality schools.
Well, Coach, we're going to wish you the best of luck when you travel to Smith Center, and then, of course, the junior varsity goes to Trigo. And the following week, you'll be out at Goodland for an 18-hole golf tournament. Reporting for KQNK, I'm Vic.
Thank you, Vic, and Coach. Thank you, Vic, and Coach Stover, and good luck to all the Blue Jay golfers in their new season. Your menu today for Eisenhower Elementary School. For lunch, you'll have ham and cheese, homemade bun, creamy coleslaw, pork and beans, pears, and milk. For Norton Community High School and Junior High, your lunch today will be soft taco, refried beans, fruit, and milk. And for Northern Valley Schools, your lunch today will be ground beef stroganoff, roll, vegetable, and fruit. Your schedule today for Norton Community Schools at 1 p.m., the high school varsity golf at Smith Center. At 2:23 p.m., the junior high Stucco meeting, and at 6:20 p.m., the Eisenhower Elementary School Family Fun Night. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News has been brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, farmers helping farmers to succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQNK weather forecast is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all of your pest control needs. Your forecast for today, it should be sunny with a high near 58 and an east wind of 5 to 10 miles per hour, which should become west 10 to 15 miles per hour in the afternoon. For tonight, it should be mostly cloudy with a low around 21 and windy with a northwest wind of 25 to 30 miles per hour and gusts as high as 45 miles per hour. On Wednesday, it should be sunny with a high near 47 and breezy with wind gusts as high as 35 miles per hour. And on Wednesday night, increasing clouds with a low around 24. I'll be back with the rest of your forecast in just a moment.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock 'em out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control. Lock 'Em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continuing with your weather forecast for Thursday, it should be mostly sunny with a high near 60. On Friday, it should be sunny with a high near 70 and breezy. On Saturday, it should be sunny with a high near 75. On Sunday, it should be mostly sunny with a high near 75. And on Monday, it should be sunny with a high near 77. Currently, with fair skies, it is 34 degrees. The humidity is 87%. The wind speed is northeast at 9 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 29.44. The dew point is 30 degrees, and the current wind chill is 27 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. It is 8:24.
It's 4 a.m., Monday, and you're literally sucking baby snot through a tube because she's congested. Man, that's love. And if you love her that much, love her enough to make sure she's buckled in the right car seat. To make sure your child's in the right seat for their age and size, visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Your Kansas Sports Report is being brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
Put a little spring in your step with rates as low as 3.5% APR. Springtime is the perfect time to take a new look at things. At United Northwest Federal Credit Union, we are offering rates as low as 3.5% APR on qualifying auto or recreational vehicle loans during the month of April. Terms and conditions apply. Rates are based on the year and condition of collateral and the term of the loan. All loans are subject to UNW FCU credit approval standards. Equal housing lender, NCUA insured.
KIN Sports, I am Fulton Castor. The Kansas City Royals are in the win column for the first time in 2023 as they knocked off the Toronto Blue Jays 9-5 on Monday night. The Royals' offense finally clicked after a struggle-filled first series against Minnesota over the weekend. The Royals scored just 4 runs on 12 hits against the Twins, compared to scoring 9 runs on 10 hits in Game 1 against Toronto. 8 of 9 starters registered at least one hit in the game against the Blue Jays. The offense was led by MJ Melendez and Bobby Witt Jr. as each had 2 hits and drove in 2 runs, including Melendez hitting a monster 2-run home run. On the mound, Brady Singer made his first start of the season and picked up where he left things off in a great 2022 campaign. Singer went just 5 innings on Monday night, but he did limit Toronto to just 1 run on 2 hits with 3 strikeouts. The Royals will now hope to keep this positive momentum rolling as they go into Game 2 against the Blue Jays tonight at Kauffman Stadium with the 6:40 p.m. first pitch. Kansas Information Network News Sports, I am Fulton Castor.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing. Or your daughter's first birthday party. You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like our quinces. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
The team at Norton County Hospital is proud to care for patients of all ages. Whether you need a well child checkup for your little one, an annual wellness exam as a young adult, or assistance managing chronic care needs in your later years, know that Norton's practitioners are available to care and assist. 5 doctors and 5 advanced practice providers work in the clinic and hospital settings to bring Norton area citizens the excellent care they deserve. Norton County Hospital and Medical Clinic are committed to an exceptional staff and patient experience and helping you feel your best at any stage of life.
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. Right now, let's get a check of the weather.
This morning, a deep area of low pressure is moving into the Rockies and eventually will make its way northeast into the plains. Ahead of that, we have a dry line and cold front that's going to be setting up across extreme eastern Kansas. Where that dry line is, along with the frontal boundary, will determine where we see thunderstorm development here later on today and tonight. And some of those storms may be strong to severe. The highest risk of severe weather is going to be off to the east of us in parts of Missouri and also up into Iowa. Now, behind that dry line, we will have gusty winds, low humidity, and the threat of extreme fire danger all the way through this afternoon and tonight. Partly cloudy in northwest Kansas today, are high in the upper